The Harlan Cyclones are coming off a 2-0 loss to Hawkeye 10 conference champs Clarinda and currently sit with a record of 22-8 on the year. The team that made a state tournament run a year ago is 1-2 in their last couple of games, and it will be a tough path for the Cyclones to reach their goals again this season. Head coach Heath Stein says there are a couple of little things they could improve on that would make them a much better club.
Yeah, so we've put ourselves, obviously, we know we're going to play at Carroll first round on Friday, a week from today. So learn as much as we can about them and sure up some things that we're doing. The little things that hopefully are able to execute well, whether it be bunt coverages, base running, all that little stuff. So we'll continue just kind of do what we've been doing all year and just make sure everything that's going to be important in us moving on and winning games is practiced and repped, and hopefully we can execute it.
Harlan is trying to make it back-to-back state tournament appearances after beating Atlantic, Storm Lake, and Lewis Central to qualify a season ago before losing to eventual 3A state champions Western Dubuque 10-0. The postseason bracket is different than last year's, but still familiar to the Cyclones, with 6 of the 8 teams in the 3A sub-state 8 district belonging to the Hawkeye 10. Harlan still has a couple of tune-up games next week to improve on some things and build some momentum heading into the postseason.
Like I said, just keep working on our approaches at the plate, line up our pitching so that we have everybody available that we would like to have available for the postseason stretch. And like I said, just cheer up, make sure we don't mess up any bunt coverages or first and third situations or things like that is probably going to be in a tight postseason ball game where something like that can either make or break you. So like I said, we'll just line up our pitching, make sure everybody's fresh, available, and hopefully just get hot with the sticks a little bit and carry that into Friday.
Harlan has relied on their pitching all season to lead them to victory. The Cyclones' top four starters have a combined record of 21-6, with 144.1 innings pitched on the season. The team holds an ERA of 3.25, and with three starters departing, it could be some time until Harlan sees another starting rotation like this. Stein wants to rely on his starters, but situations may call for early changes.
Yeah, obviously the situation will dictate that, how we're going to use our staff, but you can't really hopefully let a guy work through some things in the middle innings if he's struggling, because if you lose that ball game, you're going home for the season. So situation will dictate what we do with that, and we have some guys that we started and brought it out of the pen, so hopefully they're comfortable in whatever situation we use them in. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. Hopefully you keep getting starting pitching like we have all year. If the situation dictates an earlier move, you have to do so.
Harlan plays Council Bluffs Jefferson on Monday and Council Bluffs Lincoln on Wednesday before hosting Carroll on May 12th. I'm Tyler Peterson reporting.